This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports. This isn't just sport, this is everything.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 Thang. Radio
X. Welcome to the 4 till 7 Thang podcast. Santa, why are you exercising your wrist?
It feels a bit sore.
Why, really? What have you been doing?
I don't know.
You've got DJ's wrist.
Well, stop it.
DJ wrist, yeah.
You've got DJ's wrist.
You got DJ wrist.
Leeds Festival.
Yeah.
You got festival wrist? Got
mixing, festival wrist. Mixer's
nice,
wrist.
Good. I don't think that's going to do anything. What you're doing now just looks like it's not your hand.
It does. It looks like Little Shop of Horrors in it.
It is. It's sort of like... You know,
it looks like it's going to get
those,
you.
Those sort of, those hands that poke out through a desk and just do things. You know, that sort of. Please don't. It's actually quite spooky.
It's quite disturbing.
It really is. I don't know why. It just looks like, because it shouldn't go like that.
Especially as her fingers are tattooed with the word love. As
and cats.
Yes.
Gav, you right there?
Yeah, great.
And Little Size here as well. Big Size just stepped out. He doesn't like doing this bit of the show. It upsets him.
It does, yeah.
He says, I said, why not? He goes, I don't know, it just upsets me.
Sure.
He likes everything live. He doesn't. He disagrees with the pod revolution. Uh-huh. He doesn't like it.
Sure.
He says it will lose listeners from live. And there's a sense...
There is.
Look, Gav, as long as they're not tuning out of our show to listen to it, we've all got only a certain amount of audio hours in the day.
That's right.
Hours for eyes-free entertainment. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Just don't listen to us on our time.
That's right.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Don't listen to me while I'm on the radio. That's my message to you lot.
Yep.
This week on the podcast, which you'll listen to at another time.
Sure.
Chris Packham goes sniffing around some chicks. Yep. Also, I've got a story that'll make even your dog go, it's terrible.
It's horrible.
And the woman has a handsome, smooth-talking charlatan getting down to some good old-fashioned horseplay in his right little slot. That was a brilliant hero, by the way.
Thank you very much.
I think history will forget Little Simon's role in that.
Yeah. If there's any justice.
If there's any justice, history will consign him to the dustbin.
Yeah.
The dustbin of justice. Radio X. I've got a warning for priests.
What warning?
It's a really nice baptism. Congratulations to everyone concerned, particularly Alex Clee and her family. Lovely to meet you all, and a really great day. Except, any priest who turns up late for a baptism, an hour late,
an hour?
What?
Is a twisted individual.
This is like the George Best of Vicars or something.
No, but it's twisted. He must have something against families, against calm, against
children.
Things being...
Yeah, there are lots of little kids involved in baptisms.
Right.
So what was his excuse?
Places kids hate waiting.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
Church. Right. And that's one. And I'm going to tell you now.
Places adults hate waiting.
Places everybody hates being. One. I don't know where it sort of happened that they thought, I know what I encourage people to be a bit more religious.
Hmm.
If we made them as uncomfortable as possible with no toilets.
Many hard seats.
Then that'll be a real test.
Yep.
Just to be in there.
Slow the songs down.
I get why you haven't got loos in there, because
all these
pensioners wouldn't stop.
Sure.
As it is, it does make them...
They'd push through. They would. They'd
keep services down to about 50 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
And even then, they've had no tea that morning. but whoever thought, I know, what we'll do is we'll have these chairs you can't go to sleep in or rest.
Yeah.
We'll make I mean, I'm not saying you should have massage chairs in a church.
No, no.
But that might make it a bit more popular.
Mm.
But they've literally thought,
no,
boys.
They'll sit up ramrod stiff.
Yeah.
I'm
and
just
there'll be no leg room either.
This spa in a church.
Right.
This spa church hybrid.
No, it's not going to work.
It's not going to work, is it?
Mm.
What about rows and rows of lazy boys? You think that would work?
No, it wouldn't work either. That would work. It would work better than something that honestly makes Ryanair like a luxury experience. You know? No, it does.
Thank God
the church doesn't do literally cheap travel.
Yeah, because the food's rubbish as well.
No, the snacks.
It's tasteless.
It's not even a cheddar. It's not even a mini cheddar.
There's no salt on those little crackers.
Yeah, you'd have thought if the God Almighty is, which I think is the true meaning of it on a Sunday, is getting around in and I'll get the crisps.
Yeah, right.
Which, for me, that's what communion is.
That's eating and drinking in his name, yeah.
What they've done is they've created a place where if Jesus did come back, he would certainly avoid.
Yeah.
Because there is none of the eat, drink and be merry that I feel sure that him and the lads had in the room above a pub on the last night.
None whatsoever,
When he set the format.
Right.
He said, do you know what, lads? Mm. When you're all having a laugh like this, that's a bit of me, that.
Yeah.
Anyway, see this wine?
Mm.
That's a bit of me, that. Anyway, so I was in this, and he arrived an hour late. Now, Milton had been fine. Right. He had been fine.
And with that whole hour, that means he would have been
fine.
We
had his sticker book.
The whole thing, yeah.
We had a sticker book there.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine with that. It was only on page one. He was looking at the dinosaurs.
Yep.
Duck-billed dinosaurs, page three. We were fine.
Brilliant.
Wow. It's a page three dinosaur. but it just degenerated by the time the vicar arrived.
You're wrestling him by then, yeah.
Sorry, I got the wrong time. Well, we didn't.
Yeah.
And how could you?
And you've been on a wooden bench for an hour.
Because Saturday there's a lot of commitments. What else was in the diary?
Where else would he be?
Yeah, where was he?
Sorry, where else were you?
He was in the betting shop, wasn't he?
Yeah, I don't know, but pub. Yeah, but where else? Why?
Did he smell of booze?
People have said that.
Right.
But you wouldn't.
Well, I wouldn't say it. A couple of children commented.
Did they?
No, but a couple of adults did.
So does it mean what actually happened for the ceremony was basically having to shout over a lot of screaming kids?
It was just a sort of hubbub at the front there. It was lovely. It was such a nice setting. It was perfect. I'm just saying, I wish I could have enjoyed it more, but he was an hour late. Don't do that with kids there.
Yeah.
Never do that. No.
Seriously?
No, don't do that.
But believe me, you can deal with the wrath of God. But the wrath of Teej.
It's a different level.
Different ball game.
Levels.
No, you don't want that.
Sure.
Yeah?
Different gravy.
No, you don't want that. No one wants that.
No.
I'm not going to kick a priest's ass.
No!
Yeah. But that's... Because that looks bad, yeah? Bad PR.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
So, guys, I've got a story for you here. You ready for this?
Go on.
This is one I picked out in the Metro, weirdly. Mm-hmm. And Chris Packham has been sniffing around a chick, I'm afraid.
What?
Oh.
Illegally.
You're kidding.
No, he's been illegally sniffing chicks.
What?
Yes. I knew he'd come unstuck, his whole good guy act. What's happened is TV naturalist, and there's such a big difference in a naturalist and a naturist. Never confuse them, yeah?
Oh, don't do that.
Although, it is permissible if you want to annoy Patrick Moore in the old days of calling him an astrologer.
Great gag.
God, it was fantastic.
Never not funny.
Oh, we were told he'd do not do that straight away. Ladies and gentlemen, would you welcome Britain's forget mystic Meg. Britain's favourite astrologer. That's how I introduced him. He went mad.
I bet he hated it.
I'm not coming on. Now you know that. I'm not coming on. Of course. You know, that's the matter. And he
that's
was
such a good impression.
I know. Thank you very much.
That's terrifying.
I know. Because I can't stand him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, a bit of a weird one.
Oh, no, he's just so right-wing, it was crazy.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy.
I remember my producers on The Big Breakfast, my producer just saying in my ear, do not mention immigration. Do not mention
that. Did it set him off?
No, because we'd done it the time before.
Oh, right.
What do you see as the real problem with Britain, though, Patrick? And he went off on one.
Oh, did he?
No.
Well, of course, John, you realise. And so next time, do not mention immigration. Move on. Next family of the week with some fun pies. Whatever. Okay, you ready for this?
Go on.
Next up, egg or a cow? Anyway, TV naturalist Chris Packham has been reported to police over claims he sniffed a wild goshawk chick. On air.
He's sniffing hawks?
Yeah, he's sniffing chicks.
Why? Wow.
Do they have a particular smell?
It was an episode of The One Show, live. Mm. The 62-year-old wanted to inform viewers how the species were thriving after being on the brink of extinction. Is any of you seen the thing with Chris Packham where he just builds a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
No.
At the end he says, but I also like to think it would have hair.
Oh, does he?
And he suddenly puts hair on it.
Cool. So he got like a mohawk.
Looks kind of cool, yeah. No, Milton got upset about it.
Oh, did he? Because it wasn't.
It just didn't end up looking anything like he thought.
Did he say this is most irregular?
No, he just really got quite upset. Anyway, so Packham took part in biometric tests in the New Forest. He sniffed a chick to detect its characteristic scent or perfume after it was weighed, sexed, and ringed in line with a license issued by the British Trust for Ornithology. A viewer complained to the police alleging a film license may not have been secured and the sniffing incident was a disturbance of a protected species. You can't go around sniffing rare species.
Hawk sniffing,
do it. Hawk sniffing, yeah. Because otherwise you get hawk sniffers.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, it becomes a whole, like, pastime.
I once illegally sniffed an owl.
And it started just with ducks, little ducklings.
And I'll sniff this duckling. No, but also, Gav, you wouldn't. You'd have those people, you know, when you can't see them, you go,
Well, at first, I used to hang around ponds. Then I started going climbing trees.
We've disguised this man's voice for his own anonymity.
The little swans. But when I got a whiff of golden eagle, it really changed my life.
Do they smell of chocolate or something? Do they smell delicious?
I can tell you now. Yeah. What can't you resist a sniff off if you get it there? I get it. I get why he's done it, because it's all fluffy and...
I like the smell of a brand new Gibson Les Paul.
Do you?
Oh, they smell lovely.
I can't resist the sniff of a book.
Yes.
I can't resist. Reading a new book, I can't resist sort of thinking, go on then. I can't resist. Also, if I'm holding Milton and watching telly, especially if he's been running about, I can't resist just a little bit of his... But weirdly, Milton's head, after he's been running around, smells just like Jeff, my bulldog's ears used to.
What?
Which smell very like quite a clean pet shop.
Right.
What can't you resist a cheeky sniff off? Keep it cheeky, all right? Keep it cheeky.
X.
This podcast is sponsored by TNT Sports, the ultimate home for sports fans. And I'm what you call a sports fan, an enthusiastic devotee of sports. All sports, really, not just the beautiful game. I like the more aesthetically challenged ones as well, like rugby or boxing. Whatever the sport, the highs, the lows, the joy, the pain, the rivalry with friends and family, that sense of anticipation just before the bell, the whistle, the ladies and gentlemen. It's what brings us together as fans, what unifies us, what keeps us coming back for more. This isn't just sport, this is everything. Stream TNT Sports on Discovery Plus or watch TNT Sports channels on BT, Sky and Virgin Media. Subscription required. Age 18 plus. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. Johnny Vaughan.
So I'm afraid Chris Packham, normally someone I was going to say I support in this campaign, but actually I don't particularly. Anyway, he's been caught sniffing chicks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a chick.
Sure.
A goshawk chick, which is rare and protected. Viewers have complained. He was sniffing him on the one show. Mm-hmm. That he's disturbed a protected species.
Right.
Which would have been disturbed by him sniffing it.
Uh-huh.
Sure. I wouldn't like Chris Packham sniffing me. Sons?
No. No, I'm all right, thanks.
Gaff?
And if you think about the scale, if you were a goshawk chick, Chris Packham would be like a bus. It'd be huge.
Right.
Sniffing away at you.
Yeah, and you think of it as if the chick's mum.
Exactly.
Having Chris Packham around.
Yeah, yeah.
Giant Chris.
Right.
Anyway, can't resist the fuel smell inside the cabin from an old 1940s Land Rover, says Phil in for us. Tell you what, Chris, that's good and specific. It's such a lovely smell, though, when you get a bit of that fuel through the air vents.
Yeah.
I get it through the sticky vents on my 2001 Mazda.
Mm.
It's irresistible. Sometimes I sit there just revving it, sort of thinking, that smell of leather and petrol. I'm thinking, why am I doing this? I could just do that. I don't know where I could do this, but probably at a petrol station, just leaning into other people's cars. Why buy one? What do you got there, Gav?
I've been known to have the odd sniff of my dog's paws. They smell just like digestive.
I know that smell!
Says Lee in Aberdeen.
Here's another one, right? For ages, I couldn't resist having a little sniff of jeans. If I bought some new Big E Levi's in the old days, quite expensive, and I never used to wash them.
Mm. Right.
I didn't want them to lose the blue.
Uh-huh.
So you just keep them for a while. And suddenly they start smelling of potatoes. And it's because the cotton's got starch in it.
Of course.
And after a while, it does start to come out as well. So it is actually...
It's a bit potato-y.
It is potato-y. But I couldn't resist. No, what I used to do is
they
just,
do smell like a sack
I
of potatoes.
I just used to sit there, and then I just used to lean forward in my chair and just subtly smell my knees, which I was buzzing. Yeah. What are you doing? I says, just checking.
Checking
I was just interested at which point the... And then you'd leave them for a bit, and then the potato...
Wow.
Cheeky sniff, old school huff of the nearest marker pen.
That's a classic, yeah.
Yeah, that's really classic, old school. That's a classic.
Mm-hmm,
that's absolutely. Everyone does that, don't they?
Oh,
I still do that.
Yeah.
I keep breathing it in as well until I get hallucinant. No, I don't.
What are stationers for?
Yeah. It's like a pub.
What can I get you, sir?
Yeah.
Permanent marker?
Yes. Please don't send me in like glue or something.
No. Yeah.
I love glue, John, in a bag.
Yeah, right.
What you got there, since?
Andrew in T-Well says, my cheeky sniff has to be a proper branded Play-Doh sniff.
Oh, yes.
Eat vanilla childhood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, do you know something? And Milton, someone bought vanilla a set, I mean, bought Milton a set of them that didn't have that lovely scent.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it was cheap Play-Doh.
Oh, it wasn't the same.
No. And I suddenly thought, no, we found out the real origins of Play-Doh, didn't we? It was on the show.
Yeah, what was it?
It was so invented as something else and then remarketed as Play-Doh.
Yeah.
It's like a byproduct.
No, I think it was something to stop like radiation getting into your house.
The smell is so distinct, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lovely
really distinct
smell. I can't resist the smell of that. God,
love.
I might have even chewed some of that when I was a young man.
I might have
as a younger man.
Might pick some up on the way home.
A six pack of Play-Doh.
And you got your Play-Doh?
Well, any cans of Play-Doh?
Yeah. Steve, are you in? Yeah, right. I love the smell of the cleaning cupboards at work where all the cleaning products are kept.
Yeah.
But weirdly, not the individual smell of them.
Oh, just the cupboard itself. Yeah,
can I just say, I wish there was a scent called Duty Free.
Oh, man, it's powerful.
No, that's all of them together.
Right.
You stop on any particular individual one. It's like, but all together, it's this sort of smelly symphony.
It's all your favourite things. It's cigarettes, strong booze, and perfumes.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
All in one
all
area.
My favourite
with
things.
Chocolate.
Exactly. Play-Doh was wallpaper cleaner.
Was it?
Yes.
Ah, yes. Because jewellers use dough to Play-Doh-y stuff to take dirt out of the inside of watches.
Yeah.
It's really, it's really satisfying.
Yeah, but Gav, this is wallpaper cleaner.
Sure.
Don't just try and take away
from
my... Well,
it's the same thing. It's cleaning.
I know, but Gav, don't try and take away from my specific one. I mean, you...
Sure.
No, it's like you're trying to sort of say, me!
Mine was better.
It was, actually. Well, I don't know. Mine was more specific.
Sure.
Nail shops. I love the smell of acrylic...
Monomer?
Monoma.
Monoma.
It's pronounced.
Monoma.
And I can't help but have a big sniff as I walk past this Abbey in Leighton.
Buzzard.
Bazaard. someone else saying a freshly varnished fence, the aroma of the gods.
Oh, yeah.
Marine varnish.
Oh, that's a different... that stuff's thick and shiny, isn't it?
Jesus Christi.
It's like a patisserie.
Jesum Christibus. My wife loves a cheeky smell of black boot polish. She's like a truffle pig once the lid's off, starting when she was pregnant. Absolutely get that.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Imagine if she did. She couldn't find the boot polish and he said, just send Woody's missus. She'll find it in no time. Just bury it in tree stumps.
She hang around at those sort of key kiosks where they've got loads of shoe polish.
Oh, man. I went to the local one the other day and I asked for a decent ox blood.
Oh, yeah.
And Bob, who runs it, Bobby, gave me a demonstration of them on his hand. Like, he goes, look at that. It's useless. They're not the same anymore.
Oh, what, the makeup of the polish itself?
Yeah, he says, look at that. That's not oxblood. Now, look at this one. He says, I would sell you them, John, but they're not.
You're kidding.
No, because I'm a keen polisher,
of course,
know.
Yeah. And, if you want oxblood, you want real oxblood.
I don't want real oxblood, but I want an oxblood.
You want that colour?
I want an oxblood boot polish, but these all, he says, look, it's gone. One, it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
He's just wiping it on his hand. This guy, it's gone.
Yeah.
Look at this one. Look at that, it's gone. Oh, it'll take me a week to get the old days.
Yeah.
How about the smell of creosote? Not sure they do it now, though. I've got a can if you need it.
Yeah.
And a can of creosote, please. Gav, what do you got?
Vinny of East Tamar says, hey, Tej, you cannot beat being downwind from a quality fish and chip shop.
You can't.
Those delicious... I would also add the pub barbecue smell that hits you when you walk past the pub and you think, oh, my God.
That is quite... I'm talking about things you really lift up and have a cheeky sniff of, though, like Chris Packham did with that chick.
This one from Nick in Southend, who says, Johnny, I'm obsessed with sniffing leeks. I have no idea why. Whenever I go to the shops or even a friend's house, if I see one, I have to give it a good sniff.
But does he have a friend who's notorious for having... Yeah, I might go around to Phil's.
Where's that leaks in?
He's always got some leaks.
He's in his allotment.
Here's a good one. This is a good one. This is another cheeky one.
Go on.
Yeah? I always have a cheeky sniff of the Screwfix catalogue.
Great pages.
Jane in Chandler's Ford. Thank you, Jane.
I love Max one as well. He loves the smell of a hot Scalextric car.
Oh, I know that smell. That's a great cheeky smell.
It's a great one.
That's cheeky. I can't understand is why they didn't do a scale etchist. You've got electricity, you've got metal.
Yeah.
Why they never did one that was just a bit more magnetic in the way it stuck to the track
so
somewhere.
So you could stay on there. Yeah.
I mean, I know that might slow it down, but...
They still fly off.
They just... I hate the fact you've actually got to be skilled. You can't just have it full on all the way around.
Fang
kind of
mode.
Just bang it down. No, but if they're going to make it skilled, at least give you more leeway on the throttle.
Yeah. Sensitivity, so, yeah. It's just right. A bit on-off, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's a bit binary. Yeah. Good chat. Radio X. Are you ready?
Oh.
Yeah. So, a 64-year-old woman had an MRI scan because she was getting memory lapses, bad headaches.
Yeah.
And they spotted a, quote, atypical lesion at the front of her brain.
Yeah.
Right.
Turned out it was a live roundworm.
I can't believe this story.
Oh!
Yeah. Literally can't believe it.
It's a common parasite in kangaroos and carpet pythons. Humans don't normally get that.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially not in the brain.
Yeah, right. They don't. How did it get up there?
First ever case.
Oh, God.
She was foraging for edible shrubs near her house. They probably had the parasitic larvae. Yeah. The larvae was there.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Boil everything a lot before you
probably,
eat it.
Probably present in the snake feces.
I'm never going foraging, ever.
Well, don't, if you spot snakes...
I never have done it before.
No, let's never do it.
Foraging's for fools.
Well, it appeared like a string-like structure on the brain scans. And they opened up her head.
No!
When they opened up their head, they found, with the forceps, they pulled out the parasite.
Yeah.
But looking about 3 inches long there, wriggling around in the... Wriggling around.
Oh.
At that point, the surgeon was sick.
He wasn't.
The surgeon felt sick, had to move away.
Wow.
Oh my
I just
God.
Thought, what is that? Doesn't make any sense. It's alive and moving.
It's moving.
Said Dr. Bandy.
Man, this is like alien.
He said he continued to move with vigour.
No.
We all felt a little bit sick. And the woman was admitted to the hospital. Of course it's Australia. She's experienced forgetfulness and worsening depression over 3 months.
Oh, my God. So is she recovering now? Is
she had
fine?
Had abdominal pain, diarrhea and a dry cough. So if you have those symptoms, flu-like.
Yeah, flu-like symptoms.
It's always flu-like symptoms.
Don't rule out...
a sense of unease.
A snake in a snake.
Oh, God.
The patient was sent home after surgery and some... anti-parasitic drugs, and let's hope she hasn't got any more worms.
Have a couple of days in bed, you'll be fine.
Let's hope she hasn't got any more 3-inch-long roundworms. Mm. The old Ophidoscaris robertsi lurking in the in the brain there.
Yeah,
she certainly was getting some bad headaches. And
she foraging for
she
you?
She said she felt something moving.
No!
She was conscious of something moving in her head.
No! An occupancy.
Yeah, no, she said she felt movement in her head. And when they did the MRI scan...
And not in
course,
a good way since.
That being a scan, but they could trace movement on that. Cause
here's a question.
Yeah.
How much of her brain had it eaten?
No, it didn't eat, it didn't. It was just hanging out there.
It must have been eating something to stay alive.
No, it was eating it.
Was it?
Yes, it was eating it.
You're kidding.
I'm not.
Yeah, to stay alive, it would have done.
Oh my God.
But it preferred just, what it was trying to do is get down so it could drink the milk from her eyes.
Oh, get
No, but from behind the eye. It wanted to get behind
That's the hind milk. Yes, yeah. It's better quality.
The hind milk. Yeah, exactly right. They didn't want the stuff there that spiders.
They don't like that.
The spiders like
that. That's for the spiders.
So that's for spiders when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
They like to get in there and do...
Round your eyeball.
Just, no, they lick between the eyelids, don't they, spiders?
Yeah, it's like a waterhole with lions around it.
Quite a shock for the surgeons, though. I hope they all looked at each other and went...
Looking for ways to use less fuel? At Esso, we can help. Small changes we can make today can start to help win the energy challenges we all face. Like your choice of fuel, making the fuel you buy go further, and even finding alternatives to using it in the first place. We call this thoughtful driving. The journey won't be easy, but we want to start it with you. Not what you're expecting to hear from a fuel company. Well, at Esso, we think it's time that changed. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving for changes we can all start to make today.
Radio. X. Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
The oldest loan shark in Britain has pleaded guilty.
Okay.
She's 83 years old.
Britain's oldest loan shark. Is this a Channel 5 TV show?
Britain's oldest loan shark. She's a great-grandmother. She was caught operating as Britain's oldest loan shark. She avoided prison by a whisker.
Wow.
Because she's 83. Yeah. Tabitha Richardson, she preyed on vulnerable neighbours in Wales. 40% interest.
Ouch.
She was charging.
Ouch.
She's owed 120 grand.
Wow.
And in one of the posts, she goes, she said, Cardiff Crown Court heard that when one victim missed payments, the 84-year-old said, just ring me. You know I can find you.
Oh, God.
Lovely, isn't it?
Don't make a fool out of me, yeah?
Yeah, right. No, but even at 83, she's just so violent, isn't it?
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing. Radio X.
Ladies and gentlemen, ever since I told you about the time my dad decided to try a new wetsuit he bought at lunchtime at Captain O.M. Watts in London's West End, dashed home, ran a cold bath, put the old school... Do you remember the old school wetsuits that had that sort of obscene crotch piece that came underneath?
Like a cod piece.
Yeah. Like you need a double layer.
Yeah.
No, just looked... It looked horrible. Like a sort of really... Like Rubber Man,
a sort of weird, gimpy kind of superhero. It was quite Tarantino, wasn't it? Yeah.
But then he also wore a balaclava with it, which made his face look like a fish. It was so tight. It was like a sort of slit down the front and made my dad's lips go almost like a sort of weird one of those, you know, sort of fish that you go, it's horrible.
A grouper.
Grouper
with the lips.
Yes. Yeah. He looked like a rubber grouper.
Right.
Anyway, he got into the bath and was immersed himself. And my mum came back from shopping, sat on the loo, and suddenly this rubber man
sat up
in the bathroom. Any woman's nightmare, particularly my mother's. But then again, Dad's balmy. So you've told us about the dad who has a homemade scooter in his boot in case the car breaks down.
It's
beautiful.
It's the idea of a homemade scooter that's making me laugh. Yeah. What was it? Wood.
Anyone who puts engines of their own on things.
Yeah.
Well, it's bloody good. It's effective, but I'll tell you. The dad who puts plastic bags over his wellies to stop them getting dirty.
Nice.
That's madness gone mad. Mm. And the dad who puts dead batteries back in their box, they might start working again. Mm. They do sort of reform a bit.
Yeah.
Whatever type of kooky dad you've got, there's a place for them here on the 4 till 7 thing. Suds, what do you got?
This is brilliant from Nathan in Bury. My dad got sick of having to keep stopping for my older brother and sister to have a wee on long journeys.
Nice.
His fix was to drill a hole in the floor of his transit van and stick a funnel in it.
No!
Too bad for my brother to use, but a bit trickier for my sister.
Wow.
At least there was no more stopping.
How about that, though? Oh.
It's kind of a dad's hot tap, isn't it?
Wow. No, it's not even that, Gav. It's just it's just mad.
It's not crazy. The solution you should go to.
No, but once you've got a van and that van ages and you stop caring...
You get that mindset.
What can I do to improve it?
Yeah, sure.
It's a rusted... I'll build a toilet. Toilet in it.
Yeah, definitely.
Not a toilet, a hole and a funnel.
That's what you call it. Naive, son. What have you got there, Gav?
Zoe in Cumbria says, my dad is fanatical about heating the plates for his meals.
Right. Yes, so is mine. And also, Zoe in Cumbria, could you tell me, is he also really fussy about the soup must be really hot?
Like piping hot.
But this is how he describes it.
Does he?
Yeah, he sends it back in restaurants. Could you heat that up? I'm thinking I'm going to have to leave mine for a minute. Yeah. He likes it so it's like radioactive. And also... hot cups of tea and coffee as well.
Yeah.
He may as well just drink it out the kettle and just pour it like it's the sherry in those leather pouches.
In
the manner of the Spaniard. Go on, what have you got, Gav?
Okay, so Zoe says, my dad is fanatical about heating the plates for his meals. Whilst on holiday with him once, we heard shouting coming from the breakfast buffet with the unmistakable sound of my dad at the centre of it. Embarrassingly, he had put his dinner plate in one of the rotary toasters, and it had got jammed and set fire to the machine.
Wait a second.
Instead of apologising, Dad was adamant, no, it's their fault for serving cold plates.
Wow.
Which is so dad.
Wait a second.
He put it in the toaster.
What, in those revolver toasters?
Yes, really those slow revolver.
What did he think would happen when it turned?
He thought it would just heat the plate up. But it's too big.
But also, it's going to fall.
It came shuddering to a halt and set fire to itself.
He's really eccentric.
Yeah, that is eccentric.
I mean, I don't know how much money he's got.
Wonderful.
People say, what is the difference between madness and eccentricity? Yeah. I put it about 800,000.
Yeah, it's an inheritance.
Between 580,000 and 800,000 pounds, I say. And that's not cash. That's a property.
I'm picturing the plate trying to go round the corner to come back to you.
Gav, I tell you what though. There's a certain plate, but seriously, it's the Zoe's dad's patented plate warmer.
Yes.
Insert plate here. Plate moves along, conveyor belt, turns. I mean, if it just came out the other end, I'd get it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't a turn.
Yes, if it didn't have a turn at the end. Yeah.
Straightforward conveyor belt, not a bad idea.
But imagine how popular he was, everyone wanting to make toast and burned the machine.
Here we go. Thank you very much, Zoe. They're excellent. This is from James. Thank you very much for this, James. A few years ago, I popped round to Dad's, found him in the garden looking sheepish.
Great start.
He just bought his first flat screen TV.
Yeah.
And rather than drive the old CRT a mile out to the local tip, he thought he'd bury it in the back garden.
What?
Yeah.
He buried his old telly.
Now, a lot of people are burying things because they can't be asked to get rid of things like fridges.
Right, right.
Electricals, they just bury them.
That seems like more hassle to dig a hole.
No, you'd have thought so. But they
think the telly is.
Also, no. Do you know what the other reason it is?
Why?
Because a lot of people would throw a lot more things away if they didn't think someone would find it useful. And this way, no one would use that telly. His nightmare would be that old TV would go on a tip and someone would find it useful.
Yeah.
It's quite tightwad. Mm. They just don't want that
thought.
So the
fact it could be recycled to a different home.
No,
it's got to stay rubbish. Nightmare.
Yes, right. Yeah. I told you that time my dad put that old countertop dishwasher in a skip at the local civic amenity and he saw this bloke go, Steve! This has got exactly that motor in it.
Oh,
and
they
was like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
He's like, well, no, we need this motor. He goes, well, I'd bloody like £10 for that. He goes, you chucked it away. He goes,
too late.
Well, I'll take it back then.
Oh,
he wanted to take it
takes
back.
Takes his backseat from
the
a skip.
Everyone was like, no, there was a real scene.
No, you chucked
it away now, mate.
No, skipping has got rules.
Well, bloody hell. Honestly, it was terrible.
He didn't care till they saw...
No, of course he didn't.
Until he saw them wanting it.
Of course he didn't. A lot of people stay in relationships for the same reason, Gav.
Wow.
Are you ready for this? It was a particularly bulky unit. As anyone who's dug a hole in the garden will know, the first foot is easy, then it gets really hard.
It really does.
Easy, James. You're starting to sound like a serial killer here. He gave up with it two-thirds buried, then just covered the rest with soil.
What, like an Easter Island
statue? a shallow grave. It looked like a shallow grave from a really lazy mob hitman. He passed a few years ago, but I'd love to have seen the expression on the new owners' faces when they found it. That's the new house owners. Send your dad stories, 83936 or tweet out Radio X. Thank you so much for that one, James. Absolutely beautiful. Also, Zoe and Nathan and Barry. Dads, these eccentric things, they can range from, like I say, eccentric to downright embarrassing. They can be oddly heroic or just mortifying as long as they're carried out by that well-meaning buffoon, the dad.
X. This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts and Paul from HR.
Ugh. Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
So, Adele.
Mm-hmm.
She stopped a show in Las Vegas to help a fan she thought she was being bothered by security guards.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, they can be heavy-handed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're such an easy target, aren't they?
Sure. Well, they're such a big...
Why, I myself can't stand them.
Okay.
Because they inflame things, don't they?
Yeah.
They've been taught sort of... In the old days, at least they were just violent.
Sure.
And sort of like quite raging. Now they're a bit sort of passag. Mm. If you just be quiet, please. Just for a second, let him speak.
Yeah.
It's the same a little bit sometimes with the police. It's just a bit passe. It kind of gets you a bit... If you just settle down there, sir.
It always escalates.
And you're like, I'm not
it.
Even getting hurt up. If you just...
You could stop shouting, sir.
Yeah, right.
I'm not shouting.
But I know the police, they love to play games. They're winding you up.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Don't resist, sir.
Yeah. You just settle down a little bit, else we might have to lock you in the van.
That's right.
Seem you're a little bit stressed out.
What do you mean, lock me in the... Yeah. Calm down,
sorry, son. Do that again.
Seem a little bit stressed out, though.
Oh, since
I'm not
you
stressed
should be,
out!
You should be a WPC.
Well, that was extraordinary.
It was.
I tell you, look at any of those reality shows.
Yeah.
I'm not sure they're called WPCs anymore.
Mm.
But police officers offer you... it's like they've been taught passive aggression.
Oh, man.
Especially when they call to those domestics. They go... Yeah. If you just want to stand to the side, sir.
We've got no more haddock today, sir.
Yeah.
It's the same. It's the same.
No haddock at all. Anyway, it's a private joke.
It's a
the Gav
point.
And I have
sorry,
yeah. About passive-aggressive fishmongers.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very niche.
Very sure. niche.
The ones sure. who look exactly like Gordon Strachan. don't look you in the eyes.
Yeah.
Are really hostile to you, but very friendly to a pensioner they see every week.
Very nice. Right next to you.
I've got no haddock at all today. Hello, Maureen.
He might as well put his hand in your face.
Yes, you're right. Yeah. Anyway, guys.
Go on.
So what happened with the security
The
guys?
Singer was halfway through... her weekends with Adele set at the Colosseum, Caesar's Palace, when she spotted an altercation in the crowd.
Yeah.
Videos posted by audience members on social media show the singer cutting short her rendition of Water Under the Bridge.
It's a godsend.
The one mercy of the night. The young man, identifying as at whatever, on TikTok, had been standing in the seated section singing along during the set. Another man sitting directly behind us stood up to confront him, saying, "Everybody's upset with you," before security staff intervened to ask him to remain calm.
Okay, so he was standing up in a seated area. Now, that is a bit annoying.
It's really annoying.
That's a bit annoying.
Really
it's
annoying.
Genuinely annoying, but guess what? So Adele stood up for
him. Right.
She's got for him. She's gone, "What is going on with that young friend?" He's been bothered so much.
That is an incredible... Is she
He's
in
been
room?
Bothered with so much for standing up. That's what Adele said. Yeah?
So she said he should be able to stand.
Damn my hands, you do that.
Yeah.
Why are you poshing her voice up so much?
Yes, you're right. "Can you leave him alone, please?" She said. "Arpa. What are you arping for? Are you just having a lop?" Anyway, speaking directly to the fan, like they said, they wouldn't bother you anymore. They won't bother you anymore, darling. You enjoy the show.
Right.
Standing up for someone really annoying. Now, the thing is, if it is seated, it's seated.
Yeah, and also all those people behind that guy.
Yeah, are they not going to get to see the show?
Like,
yeah,
then?
Right.
What happens if someone behind there can't stand?
Does Adele hate everyone behind this guy?
These idiots last time I went to Wembley were like, "No, we stand now." I'm thinking, well, that's a nice decision for you to make. Now, literally up 20 rows have all got
all
to stand.
All have to do the same thing.
This old boy in front of me, something to prop up. And they're like, "No, mate, standing now. It's standing. That's what we do." I'm like, yes. And they weren't even like... They're like those sort of cricket fans you get at football sometimes.
Okay.
Slightly anorakish, probably in sports media.
Right.
You know that lot?
Yeah.
Yep.
Standard.
The fantasy football brigade. Anyway. Anyway, my point is, if it's standing, all bets are off.
Yes.
Yep.
You should be able to stand where you like, and you can't reserve a space, and you can go and stand in front of people.
Exactly.
You like. But if you pay for a seat, that's fine, you sit.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, it reminds me when I kicked off at Mariah Carey.
Oh, what?
Not at Mariah Carey, Mariah Carey gig. Because
nice.
I couldn't see, because the person in front of me had the large professional iPad.
Yeah.
And was filming.
Well, the big iPad.
Yes, the big iPad was filming right in front of my face, the whole thing. So all I saw was like Mariah Carey on telly. I think I'm just paying. I was trying to dodge it, and he kept moving around going, "I love you, Mariah!"
Oh, my God.
Like, honestly,
do you have a word?
I said, "Please stop it." He goes, "What, I'm allowed to film?" I'm thinking, on a phone, maybe. You must have bought your sodding telly a lot.
That's annoying.
This thing was massive. Radio X. Around this time every day, we look to the Woodman for a hero. Gav. Every day of the week, the Woodman lifts us up. Inspires us merely by shining the spotlight on a normally unsung hero who's about to be sung by his good self. Gav, who you got today?
I feel terrible, Johnny, because this was found by Little Si.
I wouldn't admit to that. Why'd you admit that?
Why did
just
you
because,
that?
Because it just ruins everything, because it's
you
brilliant.
You
it's brilliant.
Whenever you've cheese salad yourself. And also, you know what? I like the fact you cheese salad yourself, but he only found it by accident.
I know. That's why it's annoying. I should have found this man. Anyway, the hero today is a man called James Campbell Besley. He lived from 1879 to 1954. He had a lot of AKAs. He was also known as Handsome Jim Besley, Captain Jim Besley, Captain what, Besley.
Was he a captain?
Colonel Besley. No military experience whatsoever.
He was
similar to Flashman, except for Flashman, the fictional character, did actually serve in the military. But he was described as tall, handsome, and very good on a horse.
Yeah,
which is exactly the
maybe
only...
Maybe this is where...
possibly.
Sorry. Flashman is the
George Fraser's books. Yeah.
No, he's the bully in Tom Brown's School Days. But George MacDonald Fraser has written the brilliant Further Adventures of That Bully.
Yeah, yeah.
A Victorian poltroon in the era of the Raj and the Empire that are about the funniest collection
so funny, yeah.
of books I think you could ever read.
That's right.
But make sure you read them in the order he wrote them, is all I would say. Because the first five that he wrote them in are the funniest five books you'll ever read.
So Besley was described as an Australian explorer, anthropologist, film producer, mine owner, polo player, rancher, entrepreneur, charlatan, and I would also add Bullshido master. He was born in South Australia in 1879. He travelled to America to find his fortune age 21 in 1898, and he found it 3 years later by forging some cheques and cashing them from the U.S. Army office in Alaska.
Did they have cheques back then?
Yeah, so he tried to defraud this U.S. Army office in Alaska, and there followed an international manhunt where they found him in South Africa. He was returned for trial, where he was acquitted by a sympathetic jury because he was tall, handsome and charming.
He couldn't look
the Alaskans weren't fans of government generally, so they just sort of, well, who cares? Anyway, he was off and running. His whole life was a weird mix of actual achievements, but just loads of lying with
God,
it.
God, give us some
so
lies.
So he did explore Peru and the Amazon twice. He even filmed it, and he did very well on the lecture circuit with the movies. He even did a private presentation for George V.
Did he?
But he always had schemes on the go. He was brokering sales of mining opportunities. He used to sell replica lucky artifacts from his explorations. He would advertise great quantities of native rubber near railroad. Small investment required. Yeah. When he was in California, he would refer to himself as a Captain or Colonel J. Campbell Besley from the British Army. When he was in America, he was pretending to be British. When he was in Australia or in Britain, he pretended he was in the Canadian military.
Okay.
Which is classic. So he would play polo with wealthy Californians. In fact, he tried to marry an heiress who was worth $1 billion.
Wow.
And they found out he was already married to another girl he just absconded from in
Fleeced.
San Francisco.
Yeah, right.
Before heading... I've just got a list of his best bullshitos. He claimed to fight in World War I, never went near the war.
Okay.
He claimed to be a nobleman from London. He was from Australia. He claimed Eton and Oxford, neither of which true. He claimed to fight for Kitchener during the Boer War and to be a mining engineer for Cecil Rhodes, both complete lies.
Yeah.
He claimed to be born in Australia of Kentucky parenthood when he was in America because I count myself as an American by descent. He's obviously buttering them up.
Yeah.
He claimed he'd injured a Mexican general in a duel. Total lie. He claimed to be a wealthy gold miner. Nope. When he was on expeditions, he found proof of a giant human, which is a massive lie.
A giant human.
He said he'd rescued another...
I found evidence of a giant human.
He said he'd rescued another explorer who'd been trapped in snow for 24 hours.
That's fantastic.
He said, I pulled his tongue out, poured brandy down his throat, chafed his hands, and gradually he opened his eyes. Just a massive lie.
Yeah.
He kept all his expeditions, human. He would say there were 12 of us went out, only 4 came back. Just full of it. Absolutely brilliant. James Campbell Besley.
James Campbell Besley. Johnny Vaughan. You see, that's what we wanted in this slot every day, but they're rare, Gav. They're a rare breed. Johnny Vaughan, 4 till 7 thing. We salute you.
X. This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Radio X. Johnny
Vaughan.
Swanley was adopted by us on Monday. It's Tuesday, sorry, as our pet town. So it's now time for Radio's shortest running, lowest scoring, least engaging, civic-based, true or false challenge, pet town quiz. Gav, what's your buzzer?
I'm going with something to honour that scientist who's sticking to his guns about alien life forms. This is some of the music from the movie Alien.
Nice. Bad, corrupt, destructive, hateful, heinous, hideous, malevolent, malicious, nefarious, ugly, unpleasant, vicious, vile, villainous, wicked, base, foul, low, offensive, poison, reprobate, wrong, angry, atrocious, baneful, beastly, calamitous, damnable, depraved, disastrous, execrable, harmful, iniquitous, injurious, loathsome, maleficent, and no good.
Hello.
Hi, Suns. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Okay, Suns, what sound have you gone for your buzzer, please?
I've gone inspired by the dad's barmy who put his dad in a rotating toaster.
He put his plate.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, he didn't put his dad in there.
No.
Anyway, it's a breaking plate.
Oh, there we go. Because for a second it sounded like you're describing a murder at a breakfast bar.
I got myself all confused.
Yeah, I do. Incidentally, I have never had success with one of those toasting machines he described.
Hey, you got to put them in twice. Put it in twice.
No, but that's not success.
And then
even then, what happens is just the crust around the outside gets amazingly burnt.
Yes.
And
then literally 1 millimetre, but sorry, let's move on.
Cold dough in the middle.
Yes. Yeah. This is the rules. You must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. No, it's just like a piece of stale bread comes out.
Right, yeah.
You must wait for me to finish before answering true or false. 1 point for a correct answer. You'll lose a point for every incorrect answer. Are we ready to play the Pet Town quiz?
Yes.
Let's do this. Can I just say... You can play this at home, play it by yourself, compete with someone. You don't have to play along with Sunter and Gavin. Mm. You play each other, or just if you can get 5 out of 5, you've beaten little Si, who compiled the questions today. Did you compile them, little Si? Yes. Normally easier than big Si. Here we go. Let's play the Pet Town quiz. True or false, Swanley Premier Inn is fully booked this evening. Sunter was fast.
False.
It's true.
Off
to a really bad start.
Wow, what a question.
Great question.
That's a
great
good question.
Great question.
Really is.
Really good question. Well done, Simon.
I couldn't read it at all.
All right, shush.
I'm looking into his eyes.
Read his mind. Yeah, okay, here we go. Yeah. True or false? Swanley's second scout group wear an all-white necker with a yellow trim. Gav.
True.
False.
Ah!
Done you again, hasn't he?
Little
blighter. True or false? The local theatre group. This is if little Si fools you more than 3 times, he technically he doesn't win it, but he sort of does.
I'll give him that.
In the way that if you in the old board game Colditz, he's sort of like the Germans. Do you know what I mean? You're the escapees. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Say no more.
Okay, there we go. They never really won it, but they just stopped other people winning it. Okay, here we go. True or false? The local theatre group, Swanley Light Operatic Group, aka Slog, will be soon performing Agatha Christie's The Hollow at the Mick Jagger Centre in Dartford. Sunter.
There's a lot of information in that. False.
It's true. He's done you. He's done you. It's 3.
Have you been getting Big Si to send you the question?
Okay, true or false? Local hero Lee Price can often be found wearing a swan costume in the town centre, raising money for local charities and posing for photographs. He goes by the name of Swan Lee. Gav is in there.
True.
It's false.
Oh.
This is shaping up to be a classic. This is...
I'm going
to
give him a dead arm.
I think we get a drone on for this, for little Si, because this could be...
No, we can't let him have it.
No, it's drones all round. Okay, it's drones all round.
It's negative to all.
This is the game we've ever had.
It's very low.
-2 against -2. It's a low-scoring classic. It also sees little Si on 4. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. It's like in baseball when it's 3-2. It's the 3-2 pitch.
Right.
With the tying run on the plate. No, the winning runs on the... Are we ready for this?
Go on.
It's just everything to play for in this.
Yeah.
Everything to play. It's a 3-2 pitch with the winning run there, facing.
Mm.
Are we ready for this? God, it's exciting. I'm so excited.
Really,
really excited.
I'm nervous.
How dare you, Simon?
I know.
True or false? It's going to be a massive win for someone, this.
Yeah.
Massive.
Yeah.
Massive. because someone could win with little Si on an incorrect answer here,
and with minus one,
we could have two people. Yes, and we could have two people celebrating.
Or you could win on minus two if. Yes. Gets it wrong.
No, you couldn't.
You could, because the other person could get it wrong.
No,
then there'd be minus three.
Oh, man.
It's just a mind boggle.
Can I just say, as Barry Davis once said, in the World Cup qualification stages, the permutations would drive you crazy. Okay, here we go.
It's tense.
God, it's tense. Do you want to feature in the pet town quiz? You can nominate your town anytime, 83936.
Get on with the question.
Sorry. Okay, you ready for this? Mm. True or false? Swanley Bowls Club has been deducted 6 points in the North West Kent Bowls League for not showing up to their match against Bromley Town 2s. Gavin.
True.
It's false.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Oh!
The scenes here are amazing. Amazing scene here. Sunta wins minus two to minus three. Big size, but little size beating you five times.
I can't believe everyone got wrong.
It's extraordinary.
It's unbelievable.
Extraordinary scenes. Hard to know what the winner is really here.
Unbelievable.
Wow, all five wrong. Sunta held a nerve. Gav really let it slip. Oh. I guess little Si won it, really.
Radio X.
You are rolling with the 4 till 7 thing on your glorious Radio X. Mm-hmm. So Arnie...
Yes?
He's apparently he's got a bright future in store. He's going to be Lidl's, the face of Lidl.
Lidl.
DIY range. I find it crushingly depressing.
Lidl's DIY range.
Governor of California. The Terminator.
Mm. I mean, what does he need to achieve? What else?
No, but it's just...
Does he really need the cash?
I think, okay, what's more depressing? Him doing that. I think De Niro doing Kia.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah,
destroyed me.
Awful. The other thing is, Arnie broke all the rules. He became an actor.
Yeah.
And you can't tell what he's saying.
Yeah, right.
That's an incredible achievement.
Yeah. It's just, I know, but it's not acting, is it? The point about it is, as James Ellroy said in one of his wonderful books, because he's one of my favourite authors, he points out that he doesn't like good act. He's a genius author, James Ellroy. He's an absolute genius. But he says he hates watching good actors because they know they're good actors.
Yeah.
And you can just see it when they're acting.
Or their box of tricks.
You can just watch them acting and they're thinking at the end, you can always imagine them going, cut, that was great.
Right, yeah.
And them sort of saying, don't look at him, anyone. Yeah. He's still in character.
Yeah.
Whereas the actors that really smash the box office aren't actors at all. You just literally believe
it's them.
They could do that. Like you believe Tom Cruise
could
actually fly that jet. So he doesn't have to act.
Right.
He just turns up and he's Tom Cruise.
Yeah, of course.
He doesn't have to be anyone else.
Definitely, yeah. And Arnie's definitely one of those. Yeah.
Damn
very
right.
Believable.
No, Gav, I see him as Hamlet. Anyway, but
God, he'd be great in Hamlet.
He wouldn't really, Gav.
It'd be interesting.
To be or not to be. Yeah. It would be good, actually.
That is the question.
That is the question. Yeah, Vella. Anyway, the 76-year-old delivered a typical corny deadpan joke in one ad. He goes, I'm here to talk about my tools for success.
Oh, God.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's doing all that. If we are going this route and you're having blockbusters with like Lidl.
Yeah.
I'd prefer them drunk round the cut price, you know, the
aisle.
The aisle.
Of alcohol.
Yeah.
The aisle of alcohol.
like $9 for spirits. It's great. chugging her. No, but looking, but
getting
DIY is just so disappointing. I prefer them to be really excited about booze, like Arnie wheeling along a shopping trolley full of cut price spirits.
Yeah. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, unhealthy. Right, at least have fun with it instead of doing like DIY gear.
Yeah, right.
Think of Arnie as a DIY guy, to be honest.
No, definitely not, no.
I'd like to see Will Smith do the WH Smith ads.
Right.
No, just going up there and start really kicking off in there, you know?
Yeah.
In the magazine section.
Yeah.
He sees someone getting a magazine that he feels offends him and he hits them.
Yeah. Get that magazine out of your hand.
Get that magazine out of the shop, it offends me.
Yeah.
I don't want that magazine in my shop.
Right.
Don't mention that magazine in my shop, and it's Will Smith.
My God!
No, I'm saying if you want actors who haven't worked for a bit,
sure, yeah,
and aren't
it's a great system.
It's a great system.
Yeah,
I'm still picturing Arnie with a big
Yeah, oh yeah.
Cup full of booze.
Yeah, they maybe put in some chocolates and crisps.
What about some whiskey?
Yeah, yeah.
Just getting ready for a party.
Literally how he can't resist vodka at £9 a bottle.
Him always loading crates into the back of his big Hummer.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
loads of booze. Yeah, yeah.
Lucky I have the Hummer for only crates of cut-price vodka. Yeah, right.
It'd be great.
Yeah, fantastic.
I love it.
Then cut to him at home just laughing with friends, just bladdered. Right, it's not going to happen, though.
Drunken Arnie.
No,
maybe they're just doing
DIY. That's it. Yeah. Moment. They're not doing that. But I always think, you know, they always go to sort of areas of the shop that are quite dull. That's all I'm trying to say.
They do.
That's all I'm trying to say. If I was going a little, there's more exciting areas.
There's more fun to be had.
There is a lot more fun to be had than in the DIY section.
This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
What's one thing that people won't ever let you forget about? Or maybe it's you who think you're in the right. Whatever it is, it might well be, it could well be, it probably is a
long-running dispute. Ha, ha, long-running dispute. Ain't no resolution. Closure or resolve. Send your long-running dispute. 89 to 10. It never ends.
83936, that was, in case our accents were just too strong for you.
Too funky.
Too damn funky. Too funky. Ho ho. Too funky.
It's a too great funky beat.
Too funky.
I
feel like ordering drinks.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
That old style rap they used to do. Yeah. When I'm in the mood, that rap I used to do. Ha ha. Yeah. Eating hot buttered cheese.
Because
I like hot buttered cheese. I like hot buttered cheese. TV. Cheese. Okay, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's when people used to rap. Not about like labels or anything. Just having hot butter on their breakfast toast.
Yeah, right. What they like.
Yeah, also, I got a colour TV.
Yeah. Or just, nice. telling a story about their cousin or something.
A colour TV.
Well, I've
got to tell you, that was early 80s.
Yeah,
you know.
Wow.
Quite revealing, isn't it? Or just people talking about getting attacked in alleyways.
Right, sure.
Just because of the alley with the baseball bat. We've had Paddy and Spud, who still disagree about a botched Panini sticker swap in 84.
Wow. That one goes back, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really goes back. Josh swears blind. Josh was blind in 2005. His friend Chris hid his school shoes. Still argue about it. I didn't. I still argue about a Dutch furnace situation.
Oh, yeah.
Two of us in a car. I didn't let one
and
go.
And you knew it wasn't
I didn't
you.
Let one. I'm not going to say who you are because you know, because we re-argued it while we're on holiday.
And did they stick to their guns?
Yes.
And pretend it wasn't
And it's
them.
All about going on the record.
Right, because once you admit
there's two of us. I know it wasn't me. Guess what's it me? And Johnny even says,
what?
If I did that, I'd be proud of it.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not.
God, that's some
No, that's
weird
why ever since then
there,
I know
yeah.
he's lying. Really weird. No, he just doesn't want to go on the record. Because if he says, all right, I did it, then forevermore, he's the guy who did it.
Yeah.
But
right.
as it is, there's no ambiguity. I know it. He'll still say, I didn't.
Wow.
Gav.
Was it Trump?
It wasn't Trump. Nice try. He did Trump, though.
Yeah.
Gemma and her sister still lock horns over a broken Easter egg incident from 1995. ST.
Mm.
What's it going to be, ST?
Will in Bristol says, I have a 20-year-long dispute. My mate thinks a Kit Kat is a biscuit, not a chocolate bar.
What?
But I think you simply cannot class a Kit Kat in the same portfolio as the digestive, rich tea or custard cream.
I'm one
we
with
did,
that.
We once rang Nestle to ask. They declined to comment.
They wouldn't
well, they
say
wouldn't
either
say.
Way.
Yeah.
So it's not definitive. It's not a biscuit.
It's a chocolate wafer.
It is.
It's a wafer, isn't it? It's a chocolate covered wafer.
But it's surrounded by chocolate.
Chocolate covered.
It's not a wafer with some chocolate on it.
Chocolate covered wafer.
So what are you going, biscuit or chocolate?
I'm saying chocolate.
I'm going chocolate covered wafer.
I am too, yeah.
Chocolate covered wafer.
It sounds delicious.
Sorry. This music.
Stop being so funky. You have to stop
this
dancing.
Because the people who did this tune, they're called chocolate covered wafer. Gary, Gav.
Yes. Gary in York says, I have a long-running dispute with anyone who'll listen, and those numbers are now dwindling, that plus one or time shift TV channels should be called minus one. ITV plus one, BBC plus one, the programmes were on an hour ago, not 1 hour in the future.
He's right.
Unbelievable.
He's right, isn't
he's
he?
He's right.
Is he?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, they're later.
No, because if your clock...
No, but it's still
in the future,
isn't
it? No, because it's like putting your clock forward.
Yeah. You lose.
I don't. No, no, let's go. Let's go.
Let's not get bogged down in it.
Otherwise, before we know...
This is like some Einstein stuff.
Before we know, it's the end of October. Yeah, yeah, right. Right, Emma in Manchester, thank you very much for this, Emma. When we leave home, Mum lets us choose an ornament from the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
To start our own collection. Mm. Me and my sister both wanted the same ornament... I left home first, so got the ornament. Yeah. Every year she checks my tree to see if it's on there and goes mad if it's not. If it is, she steals it and holds it hostage for a while. 21 years and we are still going strong.
Oh, my God.
Emma, that's a beautiful thing. Thank you very much, Will in Bristol, Gary in York, Emma in Manchester, for the long-running dispute. Experience. Send your long running disputes 83936 or you email johnny@radiox.co.uk.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Oh, long running dispute. Do you know what, guys?
What?
I can resolve a long running dispute.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Because Lee in Stoke listens to the show. Thank you so much for getting involved, Lee. Get into it. Get involved.
Right.
Yeah. I spoke to Lee.
Have a bloody go.
Had a bloody go. Get this, Gav.
So it was Will in Bristol who sent in the long-running dispute.
What
about...
is it? Just repeat that. Yes, so good idea.
The 20-year-long dispute was Will's mate thinks a Kit Kat's a biscuit, not a chocolate bar, but Will insists it's not the same as a digestive or a rich tea. It's not a biscuit, it's a chocolate bar.
Right.
Okay, thank you.
Interesting.
Thank you very much, Sense. Thank you very much for that.
Recap.
Little upsum. So that's the situation there. Thank you, Suntum.
Over to you, Johnny.
Okay, so Lee in Stoke has the reply. Hey, Johnny, I used to work for a well-known confectionery manufacturer.
Mm.
I can 100% confirm Kit Kats are classed as a biscuit.
Wow.
Because that was the category of awards they used to sit in the awards he used to go to.
Wow.
Best biscuit.
Yeah.
I want to get invited to the biscuit.
Yeah,
awards.
I do too. It's a biscuit. Is there a confectionery Oscars?
Is that the chocolate covered biscuit? The best biscuit in a chocolate covered.
I suppose you could theoretically, you could dunk a Kit Kat into a cup of tea.
You could dunk a Mars bar in.
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
What, I have?
No, you haven't.
I have. I've dunked a Mars bar into tea. It's lovely. It's lovely.
You're bloody heathen.
No, I'm not. I'm not heathen. No, I'm not, Gav. I've done it.
Have you?
Yeah, it's really nice because the chocolate just melts fine. Doesn't affect the inside or the toffee. Or the chewed taffy, the caramel. It doesn't affect the nougat.
Radio X.
That was our podcast. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button now. You get the 4 till 7 thing downloaded straight to your device every single Friday. If you want to get in touch, email johnny@radiox.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Radio X.
This summer, Esso presents Commuter Quest, starring colleagues turned money-saving comrades, Sue from accounts, and Paul from HR.
Should we stop for a coffee, Sue?
With big savings.
We've saved a tenner a week since we started sharing lifts, so why not?
It'd be rude not to.
Right?
And bigger belly laughs.
Is this guy with us the whole trip?
Mm.
Sharing lifts makes epic trips. That's thoughtful driving. Search Esso Thoughtful Driving to find out more. Savings will vary.